This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
But one of the things that we want us to appreciate is that several people came and said, what in the world are we going to talk about after Pharaoh drowned? Most people, when they speak about Musa alayhi salam, the knowledge stops at he drowned, Bani Israel were saved, oppression is over. But Musa alayhi salam lived multiple phases with Bani Israel. The first phase was focused on Pharaoh. The second phase, which is this series, focused on his people, Bani Israel. So Bismillah, let's go ahead and proceed inshallah. But before I start, I want to remind you of one scene, only one scene, before Musa and Bani Israel were saved from Pharaoh. Ready? Let's go back in time a little bit. When was that scene? During the peak of the hardship Bani Israel faced. What's the peak? It was when Fir'aun heard Musa's message. Fir'aun was angry. After the magicians accepted Islam, and Islam is, you know, was growing in the city, and Pharaoh was getting weaker, he made a command, I want to go back to killing babies, and especially boys, and torturing families, and kidnapping women. And it got so bad. And Musa alayhi salam told the people something. This is the one scene I want to share with you. He said, "Ista'inu billahi wasbiru." Musa is telling his people from Bani Israel, seek assistance in Allah. It is tough. It is difficult. Some of them are seeing their own baby being slaughtered right before their eyes. So he's telling them, seek help in Allah. Be patient. And that was the theme of the whole series last year. It was all about asbir. Tawakkalu ala Allah. Place your trust in Allah. It was all about this. But then Bani Israel were almost reaching hopelessness. Then they told Musa, أُذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَأْتِيَنَا. Musa, we were tortured before you showed up. وَمِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جِئْتَنَا. And even after you came and we all became more practicing, we're still being tortured. So nothing changed. Musa tells them the following. عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُهْلِكَ عَدُوَّكُمْ. You guys never know. Allah will perhaps destroy your enemy, Pharaoh, and cause him to drown. That's one. Then, وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And maybe a day will come where things change with you. I will no longer tell you, be patient. I will start telling you, be... I will no longer tell you, be patient. I will start telling you, be grateful and thankful. وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah may change. We be grateful for what? You never know. Today you're going through this. وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. And then Allah will see what you will react then. So he's showing them that this is phases in life. And indeed what happened? He was right. Allah destroyed Pharaoh. Pharaoh drowned. And they passed and they crossed the sea. And alhamdulillah, the oppression is gone. Alhamdulillah, slavery is gone. Alhamdulillah, babies are being raised and delivered with no fear. They're excited to have a boy now before they were terrified to their core. Alhamdulillah, there's no more Pharaoh. They have the freedom to walk in this land. Alhamdulillah. And now things will change. Allah will bless them right, left, and center, as you will see inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided Bani Israel into 12 different communities. And it's very important for you guys to remember this as how it was broken down. Yaqub is Israel. I know I said it before, but I say it again. Yaqub, Prophet Jacob, is Israel. He's also known as Prophet Israel. He had 12 sons. One of the 12 is Joseph, Prophet Yusuf. One of the 12, as many say, is Binyamin, Benjamin. That's one of the 12. So each son eventually had a child, eventually had a grandson or granddaughter, eventually had great-great-grandchildren, and each son it's like had his own family tree. You see that? Now, does Musa come from the lineage of Yusuf? Allah knows best. Does he come from Benjamin? Allah knows best. But much of what I read, it was one of the other brothers, not the Yusuf or Benjamin, and Allah knows best. So Allah divided them into 12 groups. Wonderful. And now life will change. What happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Bani Israel were walking, it was very hot. The weather was very hot. They were struggling. So they become thirsty. They need some shade, and they become very hungry. And what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. The people of Bani Israel, they went to Moses. They said, Musa, please ask Allah to send some water for us. We're so thirsty. And Allah revealed something interesting. Allah did not make it rain. Allah did not make them find a well. Allah added another miracle to the list of miracles. You guys remember the miracles? Give me one miracle of Musa alayhi salam that happened. Give me one miracle. Just take a shot. Go ahead. Yes, the staff turned to a snake. Excellent. Give me another miracle. Yeah, the bright light. So when he used to put his hand, he was dark skinned, he would take it out immediately. It becomes like a flashlight. Very bright, powerful, flawless. Not like a skin disease. It was amazing. He puts it back. The light goes back off. And then the skin color comes back to normal. Miracle upon miracle. What else? Another miracle. Go ahead. When the sea split, right? When he struck with the seashore, then it split into two large mountains. But Allah's adding more to them. So now Allah tells Musa, get your stick and strike a rock. And now we want water. No, strike the rock. And what happened? Musa listened. Musa didn't question Allah. Musa saw enough. Why would I hit a rock for it? There's no question. Just hit it. فَقُلْ نَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ So Musa grabs a staff and he strikes the rock. فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا Then 12 springs start to flow out of that rock. Allahu Akbar. 12 fountains. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ Look at the luxury. Each tribe, you remember 12? Now there's 12 springs. So each family will not fight with the other family. No cousins fighting over some inheritance. La, we're all together. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ Allahu Akbar. Look at the blessing. Ni'ma. Before, they were struggling and suffering. La, there's more. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامِ And Allah caused the clouds to shade Bani Israel. Imagine it's so sunny out there. With all the luxury that you have today, it's very difficult to stop the sun from hitting your car. Yes or no? I don't know about you guys, but I'm sure it happens to those who have kids. My youngest and the number, actually almost all of them, when the sun hits their eyes, they start crying. They start yelling, Baba, the sun! Yeah, it's just the sun. Baba, do something. What are you meant to do with the sun? So this whole new thing about the shades, right? You put it in the second row, shades. Then the ones in the third row complain, how come we don't have no shades? Why the second row? I'm like, I'll talk to Toyota. Maybe, I don't know, we'll file a complaint. Right? It's so difficult, the shade. Allah Jalla Jalalu, He shades them, not with some curtains, clouds that come along above their heads as wherever they walk. Look at the blessing, look at the luxury, look at the ni'mah. Something that none of us perhaps may ever have in our lives. Not just that. They're hungry. What will they eat? Anything, brother. Khalas, we don't want to ask. Just anything. La. وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى They had very luxurious food. What did Allah say? What's the word? وَأَنزَلْنَا What does وَأَنزَلْنَا mean? We sent what? It looks from top to bottom. So it's food that you'll never see on earth. وَأَنزَلْنَا Heavenly food. The chef is not some guy from here or there. No. It is chosen by Allah Jalla Jalalu. Can you imagine the one who chooses your diet is Allah? Can you imagine this? Al-man wa salwa. Al-man, some say it's something sweet like honey. Al-salwa is a type of meat. But besides the exact Greek ingredients, we know that it's delicious. Wa anzalna, it's from the heavens. We know it's very nutritious. It's very beneficial and healthy. It's just a miracle. It's beautiful. All from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't that not amazing? From Allah, this is what you need in this trip. And this is what Allah says in the Quran. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ Who knows? Continue. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ Very important ayah. Allah says, and these are the days we shift it from one day to the other day. What does it mean? وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ These are the days we substitute them. One day you will have a tough time and one day you will have an easy time. Right? So some days there's a bull, right? What I mean about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, right? It's 60,000, 65, Allahu Akbar. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا Then now you sell your house, right? To go buy the dip, right? So there's ups and there's downs. And now they're reaching their ups in ways they've never imagined before. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا And I know I shared with you the story before, but just subhanAllah, this, the impact of it and the meaning of it, when that sister came to me and she said, Brother Majid, I think Allah hates me. And she was like a respected elderly sister, educated. So I said, why did you say that, sister? And then she told me three things. She said, I have a good husband, I have good children, and alhamdulillah, I'm very financially comfortable. So I said, okay, respectfully, I asked, okay, so I don't see the connection why Allah hates you because of that. She said, and she quotes me a hadith, did Allah not say to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in authentic hadith, in أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا ابْتَلَاهُمْ, when Allah loves a group of people, He tests them? Is that yes, true or false? It's true. She said, see brother, Allah hates me. Now what is the misunderstanding? Feel free to help me out. Go ahead, bismillah, try. Yes, go ahead. Nice, mashallah, tabarakallah, may Allah bless you, say ameen. She thought that, you know, Allah's test is only difficulty. Right? You're sick. Oh, I got COVID. Isbar. It's a sign that Allah loves you. Right? Takfir dhunub. Allah will erase your sins. But you don't usually say that when someone gets a scholarship. Oh, you got a scholarship? Brother, remember, it's a test. Who says that? Right? I got married. May Allah make it easy for you. Why? Sah? Why is it? No, it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that's why some say that passing blessings is more difficult than passing hardship because they're not really easily recognizable as tests. May Allah protect us. Obviously, I told the sister that Allah's test to you is to be grateful for the husband that you mentioned, the children that you have, and the wealth that you have. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would to test us all. So then Musa alayhi salam is about to give them a whole new lesson, which they might have not heard much before. This lesson, this class is about gratitude, right? We don't usually talk about Hajj during Ramadan. Agreed? Sometimes we speakers think about something, how it can stand out. La. You speak usually based on the current situation that is happening. So now he's going to begin a whole lecture to Bani Israel about shukr al-ni'm, right? Being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, of course, we're grateful to Allah during hardship. But let me clarify something. When we are grateful to Allah during hardship, we're not grateful for the pain. It doesn't even make sense. Please, wallahi, be with me. It doesn't make sense. But you're grateful for the outcome of the pain. Fair enough? It's like, oh bro, I love it. You're sick, I'm loving the pain. It doesn't make sense, Habib. It doesn't. When you work out and you're sore, are you happy because you're sore? No, you're happy because this means your muscles are growing. Two completely different things. When there's this wonderful sister, when she was cut badly, her finger was cut badly, she was found smiling. فَقَالُوا جُنَّتْ. She went nuts. She's laughing. He's like, Alhamdulillah. You're bleeding. Alhamdulillah. He said, what's wrong with you, woman? She said, حَلَاوَةُ أَجْرِهَا أَنْ سَتْنِي مَرَارَةُ أَلَمِهَا. She said, the sweetness of the reward made me forget the bitterness of the pain. You see how we're thinking here? So the point being, Musa alayhi salam gives them some classes about gratitude. What does he tell them? He says to them, اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. He's going to give you the three pillars of gratitude. So anytime you say thank you, this is how you say thank you. Three pillars to it. Number one, internal. Right? And you have to feel it. You have to sense it. اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. So the Prophet Musa is telling them, you have to do the practice, this activity, to remember the good things Allah did to you. Yalla, remember. So Musa gives them an example. What is he saying? إِذْ أَنْجَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. I want you guys to be grateful, not just for the blessings that you have, but also be grateful for being spared from hardships. Did you guys ever think about it this way? Subhanallah. He said, I want you just to be grateful for the water, the shade, the food. I want you to start being grateful that you no longer have a Pharaoh. Subhanallah. So may Allah make us grateful. Say ameen. And he's telling them, part of being grateful is to remember where you came from. Okay, most of us here in this kind of time, maybe decades later things will change, we don't really have some generational wealth, okay, in our communities in general, right? So most of the crowd here, things will change maybe down the road and Allah knows best. We never imagined we will be where we are today, agreed? Especially those who have nice jobs and cars and houses. Don't say you thought one day you will have this. Many of us here came as refugees. So now Musa is reminding you and me to be grateful. Remember where you came from. So one of the things I'll remember right now is that I took 2 years of ESL, right? I struggled with the language, speaking it. I took it for 2 years. Yes, I do struggle a little bit. It's fine, right? But I never forget where I came from when I had when I remember, subhanAllah, it not in my notes. I just remembered when I was learning about the Democratic Party. And I always thought, like, why is it all about partying? And I'm an adult, and it's not a joke. I'm like, Democratic Party, Kullu Party. That's why there's Allah gives them no success. All party, party. Wallahi, the partying understanding is better than what they do. Anyways, right? But anyhow, so then I realized, oh my God. I remember when I was, subhanAllah, wallahi, not in my nose. I just thought about it now. When people used to sneeze, I used to say, plus you. I thought it was plus. Wallahi, I never knew it was bless you. I thought it was plus you. So sometimes I joke around, and no one ever corrected me. That's the worst part. So one time I was someone sneezing, so I was joking with them. I said, negative you. It's like, what? Because I thought it was plus, so I was like being funny, negative. And they just never corrected me. SubhanAllah, until one day I thought it was bless you. Anyways, there's a lot more examples. These examples are really, really bad. But anyhow, let's proceed. So now I remember, I know bless you, I know whatever in the world, صح? So I never forget where I came from. So don't be full of yourself. Alhamdulillah, wadhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. You do it with mom and dad. If they demand things on you as they got older, right? And like, oh, they keep asking me. Well, you kept asking them for decades. Don't forget. When you were a helpless baby doing it on yourself, you would have been dead if they left you for 24 hours. Yes or no? You would have been dead. But don't forget, Allah says your mom carried you. So you have to do this activity. Husband, wife, right? Same thing. There's issues in the relationship. Think of the good that was done to you. Then Musa alayhi salam, he wants them to verbalize it. Because saying, feeling thank you in the heart and not saying it does not cut it. You're not a grateful person. You have to verbalize it. We need to not to say, well, everybody knows. Well, she knows. Well, he knows. Let them know further and further. There's a statement says, feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. So feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like having a present and not giving it. SubhanAllah, it's by William Arthur Ward. And this is something to appreciate. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's one way to show gratitude to your prophet, is to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he who does not thank the people has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a prerequisite. طيب, yallah. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember Allah's blessings. Okay, that's internal. Alhamdulillah, got it. So Musa's giving them the lesson. Now verbalize it. Yalla, remember. Subhanallah, Allah saved us from Musa. When you tell people, remember this. When you tell people the good they did to you, that's a way of verbalizing your thanks. One more time. When you tell someone the good they did to you, that's one way of verbalizing your thanks to them. Showing that you recognize. You know what? Thank you, mom. SubhanAllah, now that I have my kids, I struggle to sleep at night, all these things and all the blessings, SubhanAllah. Then you say that, that's another way of saying thank you, mom. But this is like a longer form, very beautiful form. Tayyib, is that enough? I feel it and I said it. Is that enough? La. And the classic example given is if let me pick on the guys, Shui. If the wife receives a text from the husband says, I love you. Okay? And then she tells him, I don't see it. What do you mean? I texted it to you clearly. I said, I love you. I typed it up. I verbalized it. But she said, I cannot see it. He's like, okay, I'll write in Arabic. Bahibik. He's like, no, I still cannot see it. You need to format your phone. No, I can see exactly what you're writing, but I cannot see it in terms of actions. So you can feel grateful as much as you want. You can say thank you as much as you want. Buy all the cards from Walgreens. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ship them. Okay, but until you put that blessing you're thankful for in a way that is pleasing to the one who gave it to you, you have not thanked that person enough. Give me an example. Let's say money. You're very grateful that Allah has given you wealth. You feel blessed. Man, there's people struggling, people suffering. Alhamdulillah, I'm comfortable. Then number two, you verbalize that thanks. Lak alhamd, shukran ya Allah for the money that you've given me. Until you use that money in a way that makes Allah happy, you have not thanked Allah properly yet. Fair enough? This is how we do in a human being level. Allah is the best of examples. So Musa alayhi salam tells them, kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum, O Bani Israel, eat from what Allah has given you. Washrabu min rizqillah, drink from Allah has given you without any effort from you. وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. Don't you ever use the blessings Allah gave you against him. It makes no sense. With all due respect, it makes no sense for a group of friends, buddies, family, you name it, to plan a vacation and write down haram things. It makes no sense. When a group of guys are so, okay, you know, Shari, we'll go this place, we're going to go to this venue or club, or we'll do this and that haram and this. How dare you write the plan of how will you use God's blessing against Allah? How? May Allah protect us and forgive us. Yes, we all do mistakes, but one of the ways to help you not sin is that I'm using what He gave me against Him. How ungrateful is that? So Musa says, وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. You guys are going to be blessed with Bani Israel. You guys are going to be well off. Bani Israel, you'll have power. Bani Israel, you'll have influence. Don't you ever use it in the wrong. And the days and the progeny comes, and you're using it exactly the way Musa alayhi salam said. And today they spread fasad across the entire globe. May Allah protect us. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Then he tells them a reward. Then he tells them a punishment. He says, you guys heard this ayah before? وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You heard it before? If you are grateful, I'll give you more. This was Musa alayhi salam talking to Bani Israel. He tells them, if you guys are grateful, Allah will continue to give you more. More and more and more. And subhanAllah, don't think too far about it. Human beings, we operate like that sometimes. Agreed? Let's say your family, your spouse cooks a meal. And you say, this was delicious. This was great. You know what will happen? This meal will be cooked more often in the house. Correct? You're walking around, people telling you, man, brother, this cologne you have, Allahumma barik, you're not going to buy anything else besides it. Right? Because you're grateful, so you'll, right, okay, here you go, more and more, right? So Allah's the best of example. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Allah says, if you're grateful, I'll give you more and more and more. I want to share with you something, a question I asked one of my teachers about this verse. I asked my sheikh, I said, can we take from this verse, if you are grateful, I'll give you more, that our entire life will change? What do I mean with this question? Because your life is a moment of blessing that requires your gratitude, and a moment of hardship that requires your sabr and patience. That's life. It's one of two. Every moment is one of two. Either a blessing, you have to be grateful, or a hardship, you have to be patient. And it can be mixed, yeah. If I told the sheikh, if I'm grateful in general, very grateful, does that mean my overall life will be tested more through blessings than hardship? He looked, he thought, he's like, yes. Yes. So you being grateful for a blessing, it's not just for that blessing. That's your overall life quality. And there's nothing wrong with asking Allah for afiyah. You ask Allah for an easy life. That doesn't mean you're weak. La. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for. This religion came to Bedouins in the desert. This religion came to the experts and the scientists. It's a religion that makes a lot of sense. We don't ask Allah for difficulty. We don't do stuff like that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, morning and evening, what did he say? Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. I said, Allah, I want to be blessed. And I want to be tested through that avenue. Right? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was, you know, having rocks thrown at him during a ta'if and hardship and difficulty, what happened? What did he say? You guys remember? He said to Allah, Allahumma, oh Allah, beautiful dua. People are throwing rocks at him, he's bleeding almost to death. He reaches a point in his dua, he says, وَلَكِنْ عَافِيَتُكَ أَوْسَعُ لِي. He tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm being thrown rocks at, I'm humiliated, ya Allah. If you're not angry at me, I'm okay. As long as you're not angry, I'm fine with what's happening. But if there is a way to change my life, I would rather be tested through blessings. I want easy, ya Allah, please help me. Nothing wrong with that. So here, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will give us more. But there's the other side to it. Allah says, "Wala in kafartum." Kafir, oh, that's kufr, disbelief, la. Kufr here means ungratefulness. And how interesting is it that disbelief, kufr, is the same word for ingratitude. The same word, kafir, kafir, means ungrateful and means disbeliever. Because kafir, 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 cover, cover. You see the language change? Right? So you cover things. When you're ungrateful, you cover the blessing. You're not expressing it. You're covering it. And that's why the kafir, who disbelieves and covers Allah's signs, does not make it hiram. And the ungrateful is the one who covers Allah's blessings and does not show it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. Taib, if I'm ungrateful, what happens? Allah says, "Inna adhabi la shadid." Then my punishment is severe. It's severe. What does it mean? One of them means Allah will take away the blessing that you have. It's just a matter of time till it'll just be strapped away from you. And we've seen it as the older that you get, you see it with your own eyes. May Allah protect us. People being arrogant towards Allah, people disrespecting Allah, and you see the blessings taken away, and you see stories from the Quran. Agreed? The other possible way of punishing people who are ungrateful is keeping the blessing. No, you keep it. No, no. I'm actually going to increase it. How is that? I'm ungrateful. No, no. Allah will keep it and make it even grow. But it will be the source of destruction to that individual. May Allah protect us. They're so well off. So well off. Yahi, help the needy. Sponsor orphans. Pay your zakah. The obligation. I'm just saying zakah. The obligatory charity. No, I am commitments. You're a multimillionaire. Commitments. Allah may give that person even more money. But then that person, that money will become a source of pain to him. May Allah protect us, Ya Rab. Then he concludes with a beautiful conclusion. Love it. Love it. Allah says in the Quran, Musa alayhi salam tells his people, after being grateful or ungrateful, whatever you choose, but he wants to make it very clear. He tells the people, "In takfuru antum wa man fil ardi jami'a." If you, Bani Israel, and all people on earth, Ummat Muhammad and from Adam to the jinn, all of them, they disbelieve in Allah. They never say thank you or alhamdulillah. I want you guys to all know, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Then know that Allah is self-sufficient, and Allah is not saying this because He needs it, rather you need it, and know that Allah is the praiseworthy. Like, Allah doesn't need you to say thank you. He already thanked His own self. He already praised His own self. And we say it 17 times a day, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And who said Alhamdulillah? Allah. Right? So don't think you're doing God a favor, you're doing yourself a favor. Tayyib, kalam jameel, beautiful stuff. Maybe some of you want to text your mom and dad, say thank you. Maybe you remembered a few things. You felt how blessed you are, right? We're so blessed, alhamdulillah. Wallah, when you think about it, it's unbelievable how blessed we are. It's unbelievable. You might even shed some tears, agreed? How much ni'mah you have. When you, I'll be honest with you, I believe most of us, I'm going to throw a shot. I'm not saying all, but most of us. Your hardship, huh? Al-mu'ana, that you, tu'ani minha, that you suffer from, is to try to limit your food consumption. Agreed? Ya Rab, I don't want to put more rice. Ya Allah, help me not to take another slice. Ya Rab! And you cry, Ya Allah, my diet. That's your hardship, is to stop eating. How can I stop eating? And you go online and you search for programs and you tell your family, don't make me see any food. Put it in the cabinets, put it in the closets. And anytime you eat more, it says, Mom, because you put it in front of me. Ya Allah! Do you see how blessed we are? It's unbelievable. The people who are really suffering, when they hear our suffering, they'll go crazy. The way you go crazy for their suffering. They may cry the way you cry over them. This is your suffering? As I was preparing this, you know what came to mind? May Allah bless our children. And I realized, subhanAllah, the mind, very interesting reflection. I know many of you know this, but something very important to share with you. As I'm preparing this, unintentionally, the lessons I'm deriving for my own and sharing with you to the most part is something related to my life. And I realize that the examples I gave 10 years ago are a lot different than now. And I will realize, inshallah, that 10 years from now, my examples will be very different. I'll be like a jiddo, right? You know, when your grandsons, they come to you and granddaughters, it's just subhanAllah, unintentional. So what are you trying to tell us? Never stop learning the same thing. That's it. Never stop learning the same good thing. The seerah I heard about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 10 years ago. Yeah, you will look at it differently. Unintentionally. And this is what we need to appreciate. When I hear about all these blessings, you know what came to mind? You know, those who have children, and let's say they sleep at 8 o'clock, for example. And that little 5-year-old or 3-year-old, they say, Baba, Baba, I want some water. At 7:55. What do many parents say to that child 5 minutes before they sleep? They want a cup of water, a nice full cup of water. What do you tell them? In your dreams. Wow, zalim, oppressor. May Allah be with your kids, brother, imagine, right? Why? But why do I say no? Because those who don't have children, they know. Because they will very likely wake us up at night. Baba, I'm sorry, I did it. Right? I did it. And then you wake up and you shower them. I told you, don't drink the cup of water. You would have never been dead. You would have stayed alive. We fast for 12 hours. I have work tomorrow. So why am I referring this? I just realized while preparing this, and I, wallahi, make dua for you. May Allah grant you all Jannah. Because without Allah, then you, Arif Nabi, never had this reflection. My hardship is to convince my daughter not to drink pure water. Just not now. We have it. But my fight with her is not like, we don't have water, Baba. We have to share it with your siblings. That's not my struggle. We have too much. Please stop drinking. Ya Allah. It's unbelievable. So say Alhamdulillah. I hope we're all feeling grateful a little bit, right? We are, Shway. Say Alhamdulillah. Bani Israel did not say Alhamdulillah. They start complaining. About what? How dare you complain? Why? What were they complaining? They said, Ya Musa, lan nasbir. Look even the language. Ya Musa, lan nasbir. Musa, we can't handle this no more. Like, they didn't even say, what is it? You see how they started? They started by saying, lan nasbir. So the first thing he heard, we can't do this no more. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What's going on? We can't do this. Lan nasbir. We can't handle this no more. Enough is enough. Ya Allah. What is it? Ala ta'amin wahid. We can't handle having limited choices of food. Shuf. Food from the heavens, men and salwa, think a diet that Allah gave them, coming. Nothing on earth is like it. He said, we can't handle this. Our limited choices of food is making us struggle. Ya Allah. You forgot where you came from? You remember what Pharaoh did to you? Where's the gratitude? So they said, we can't handle this no more. So look what they say. فَادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ. Go tell your Lord. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. You, Musa, go speak to your Lord. Is he not your Lord as well? And that's something we have to watch our language. I'm not saying we are as bad, but when two siblings says, hey, go tell your mom. She's your mom too. So you say, go tell mom, not go tell your mom, because she's your mom as well. Intibih, watch out. Right? Have respect. Don't follow these people. Allah's sharing this with us so we learn not to be like them. لَا نَصْبْرَ عَلَى طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. لَا. Go speak to your Lord. There's nothing wrong, maybe, if they ask respectfully, is it possible to have like other options? How long are we going to eat this for? Like until like a couple, like just ask, it's okay. It's better maybe not to out of respect, but that's fine. But yeah, I mean, you cannot. So what do you want? يُخْرِجْ لَنَا. We want something from the ground. MashaAllah. What do you want? من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها. We want some herbs, cucumbers. نعم, cucumbers, garlic, lentil, عدس, and بصل, onions. قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير. Are you guys seriously willing to forsake what you're receiving over this? This is not haram. It's halal. It can be delicious. But it's just, are you really, isn't this so disrespectful? Even for a human standard. Human standard. Your mom is cooking, she has a feast, Allahumma barik, she put that meat for 6 hours in the oven, right? And her clothes is like soaked with that smell, she will never wash it, it's going to the garbage, that's how bad it was, right? And how much she worked, and all the kitchen is a mess, and she worked so hard, the rice and the salad and the variety and everything. For you, the family to have nice iftar, and that son of hers, 17 years old, walks in with a bag of McDonald's. Haram alaik. You know how painful that is? How disrespectful that is? And it happened, subhanAllah, to me one time. I invited out of people who are travelers out of state for dinner. Very nice dinner, I promise. It was great, mashallah, tabarakallah. And we specified a certain time, let's say 5 p.m. So then these travelers, they come over, very excited, you know, inshallah, good hospitality. They came over, food, mashallah, filling that table. And they start eating, but very little. And they're big guys, sarahat. And like, I expect you, with all due respect, you'll do better than this, right? A couple bites and alhamdulillah. So I said, alhamdulillah, but it doesn't make sense. And they got a little bit nervous. I said, honestly, are you guys not hungry? La la, I said, the food not good. La la, mashallah, wallah, it was great, brother. طب كل, and it was very, like very little that everyone would question. So I said, أسألك بالله, I ask you by Allah, did you eat before coming? Yeah, brother, I couldn't wait, I'm sorry. طب when did you eat? On my way here. You couldn't wait 15 minutes. وإيش أكلت؟ Arby's. لا حو, إزعي من حلال. حرام عليك يا أخي. We worked so hard. It was a younger brother, so I could have been firm on him, right? I'm like, يا أخي. And we made it like a lesson, like a lecture, right? But not 3 hours. But the point being, subhanAllah, we were very nice, بس لا بأس. But it's not like, well, he ate at three. No, he just came from the airport right on the time. So he's like, I'm so sorry, we couldn't. والمشكلة, والله, if he said, مثلا, حبيب ولا الأمير or something, maybe. But Arby's, right? May Allah protect us. So these people, we can't handle this food from heaven. We want onions. شو هذا? What is this? يخي, say, مثلا, seafood, I don't know, something. Add disrespect. And above all, is that this lesson comes here. أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير. You chose what's lowly over that which is elite. The main point of their disrespect is not just this, but the meaning of it is that you chose something for you opposite to what Allah chose for you. So he's telling them, never do you choose for yourself against what Allah chose for you, except that will backfire. So the things Allah chose for you will always be better than what you chose for yourself. So for example, do not transform yourself from what Allah has given you to something that is different. May Allah protect us, say ameen. So all these things, أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. Then Musa got angry. He said, اِهْبِطُوا مِصْرًا. You know what? Go down to the villages. Misran doesn't mean Egypt in one of the meanings. Go to the villages. Go find yourself some onions. There's no need. I'll make dua for this. You're just going to go find it anywhere. Onion and lentil. Just go to any store. فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ مَا سَأَلْتُمْ. طبعاً Musa عليه السلام was very disturbed by that. However, brothers and sisters, he had to struggle. He didn't give up. And that's something we have to learn from Musa عليه السلام. Never gave up. Never, ever, ever gave up. Ever. You know what? The word ever. And if there's anyone on earth to say, you know, بسمو إيش, I threw the towel, صح? I threw the towel, like I gave up. If anyone on earth were to do that, would be Musa. Even the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirms this. One time, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being hurt emotionally. He was being insulted verbally. So you know what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to calm himself down? He said, may Allah have mercy on Musa. And this was like thousands of years later. He said, رحم الله موسى. أوذي أكثر من ذلك فصبر. Musa was hurt much more than this, and he still remained patient. So we never give up. And he kept going and going and going. And now the time, by the way, where are they going? Where are they heading? They're heading towards Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa. They're heading towards the Holy Land. It's a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You guys need to go there. There's tyrants in that land, which is Masjid Al-Aqsa today. There are tyrants over there. But you will need to now, it's your turn to lift the oppression of the oppressed. It's your turn to do some action. And now they're heading towards there. And at this point, Allah knows exactly the sequence of events. The call comes for Musa alayhi salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we need to meet. I need to now send you the constitution, which you and Bani Israel will have to follow. This constitution, which is known as At-Tawrah, excellent, right? Or the Torah. So this At-Tawrah, which Allah promised to reveal to Bani Israel and to Musa alayhi salam. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam one condition. He tells him, I want you to prepare yourself for 30 nights. So 30 nights of worship, ibadah, 30 nights of fasting, 30 nights of dhikr and remembrance, 30 nights of nothing but greatness in preparation for the meeting I have with you. How many nights? 30. So what we take from here is that for you to grow spiritually and to benefit from the knowledge you are hearing, you need to be pure. You need to repent from any impurity that you have. So sometimes we may have difficulty learning the religion, learning the Quran, having an impact on us. Not because it's complicated and difficult, it's because we are very impure and we never sought to do a soul wash. You see that? So Allah wants Musa to be so good for 30 nights in preparation for what he will receive, to absorb it from every cell in his body and to be able to preach it. So now when I prepare the content, I need to make sure I stay away from the haram. Because I need to know what I'm reading and what I'm learning, so be able to preach it. And you as attendees, you want to come and learn more, you need to actually make a conscious decision. I need to watch myself the next several hours because I want to learn. Allahu Akbar. You know, one of my teachers told me, whatever quality you give the Quran is whatever quality the Quran gives back. So what do you mean? He said, if you're trying, the time you allocate to understand the Quran is whenever you're in the drive-thru for Dairy Queen waiting for your ice cream. There's nothing wrong with it. Relax. Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay? But that's the quality time you have the Quran. Then expect it to give it the same quality back to you. Don't expect a much of an impact. Beautiful. When you have a meeting, you're about to go to sleep, but do not disturb. You even turn off your phone. Quality meeting. This is serious, right? So whatever you do in that meeting, you're putting so much attention, and then you get back from that meeting. Similarly with the Quran, whatever quality you give it is whatever it gives back to you. And when you start struggling to understand after you're doing very good, does that happen sometimes? You're doing great, you're understanding very well, and everything just drops. Sometimes it's because we're no longer as pure. One time, Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, Imam al-Shafi'i, he was known to have a photographic memory. Like, his memory was unbelievable. He sees the page within minutes, memorized it word for word, no mistakes. But there was a phase in his life where what happened? Musa alayhi salam, no, sorry. Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he started to struggle with his memory. I'm not memorizing it. It used to take 5 minutes. Now it's like 25. I was doing well. Ma hadath? What happened? So he went to his teacher. His teacher's name is Waqi'. And there's very famous line of poetry about this. Imam al-Shafi'i says, Shakawtu ila Waqi'in su'a hifzi. He writes down poetry. Imam al-Shafi'i, for us to learn. He says, I complained to my teacher Waqi' about my weakness in my memory. Fa'arshadani, so he advised me that one of the possible root causes is the sins that you commit. Fa'arshadani ila tarkil ma'asi. And he told me, wa'akhbarani bi'anna al-ilm nur. And he told me that knowledge is light. Knowledge is what? Light. وَأَنَّ نُورَ اللَّهِ لَا يُؤْتَاهُ عَاصِي. And the light of Allah is not shed over someone who disrespects Allah. Subhanallah. So now Musa alayhi salam is going through this phase of, you know what, I'm going to start. But before I leave, is he going to leave just like that? Does he leave without telling people? No, you can't just do that. You can't just like, okay, I'm going to go 30 nights. But end up a whole ummah behind you that you're leading. I remember University of Windsor, not too far from you guys. We were praying. It was a night prayer with Maghrib or Isha. And I was praying behind someone. It was like about four of us students at the university. And then we went all the way down to Sajda, to prostration. And we stayed in prostration. And the imam is not saying Allahu Akbar to move to the second or the other position. We were praying in prostration, sajda. It was so long that may Allah forgive us, we could not handle. We had to lift our heads to see what is he doing. Like, are you getting emotional? You have an exam, you got an F, and you're just crying, you fainted, died, anything. So we look up, and where is the imam? He's not there. I know the brother, wonderful man, wonderful brother. So, طبعاً, a little bit of panic, like, you know, what do we do and stuff like that. So one of us went forward and just continued where we stopped at. طبعاً, after the salah, we want to find this brother. Right? And we found him praying by himself. La, 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 la. By the way, the younger you are, the less understanding you have. Like, put yourself in their shoes. La, احنا young people, we're not going to put yourself, myself in your shoes, we're going to put you in my shoes. All right? We have very limited patience. May Allah forgive us. Right? So he finished salah. We're like, what happened, brother? What's the matter with you? Issar. He's like, bro, I was in salah and I lost my wudu. I lost my wudu. And I know it's haram to continue praying if I lost my wudu. Tab yahi, tap one of us. Do a sign. Do I'm like, Allahu Akbar, and do this. You know how long we've been in sajda? This is the longest sajda in our lives. This is crazy, man. So my point being here is that those who lead need to the most part, especially in high positions, to make sure they have a backup. Right? You have a backup. especially in a high important position, you just can't just leave like that. The imam is not there. Speak about it in the meeting. Who's going to back him up? Mu'adhin. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Okay, the mu'adhin is not in the masjid. Who's going to do the adhan? War takes place. Just have a sheet of paper, write names down, have backup. So Musa alayhi salam tells who? Harun, his brother, who is also a prophet, ukhlufni fi qawmi. Take care of my people during my absence, okay? And he says, wa aslih, and make sure you do what's right. And don't ever follow anyone who's corrupting in this area, okay? It's like Musa felt it. We got some really messed up people here, okay? Really messed up from the heart. I'm not saying intellectually. No, intellectually, they're intellectual. But they willingly know that this is disrespectful. They don't care. May Allah protect us. غير إيش المغضوب عليه. May Allah protect us. So the point being here, he tells this to Prophet Harun, and then he tells Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel, I'm heading to worship Allah for 30 nights, inshallah, in isolation, ibadah, that's what Allah wants, and make sure you listen to Harun, okay? Take care, listen well, and then Musa alayhi salam goes into the seclusion for 30 nights, ibadah, prayer, remembrance, all good things. But at the 30th night, Allah tells Musa something. The 30th night, something changes. The plan changes. What's that change? What's that plan? What's next?